It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Trey Schaap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. By Beechwood Hospitality, we partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Remember, at UAMS, Ortho Now is now open at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you have an orthopedic injury, sports, work, or anything else, walk in and see the best in orthopedic care. No appointment is needed. Ortho Now, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Conveniently located at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. For more information, call 501-686-TOSH. That's 501-686-8674. The American Junior Golf Association is one of the most highly regarded associations when it comes to golf and junior golf in particular. Mark Oscarson is the chief operating officer at the AJGA. He's been there since 2007. The AJGA is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the overall growth and development of young men and women who aspire to earn college golf scholarships through competitive junior golf. If you are a junior golfer and you play in AJGA events, more college coaches are going to notice you. It is the gold standard when it comes to junior golf around the country. Mark Oscarson, the COO of the AJGA, sat down with me when I was at Shore Acres Golf Club for the Jackson T. Stevens Cup back in September. The AJGA provides support for the Jackson T. Stevens Cup, and they have done it every year since its inception. And it's a great partnership between the AJGA and the Jackson T. Stevens Cup. I'll have more with Mark Oscarson after the break.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, it's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
At Stevens, our philosophy is to invest every dollar as if it were our own, to seize opportunity, to anticipate rather than react, to deliver constant focus in an ever-changing world, and to pursue the objectives of our clients in order to help them reach their financial goals. A proven history of helping companies and individuals. Stevens, member NYSE SIPC.
The next time you travel to El Dorado and need overnight accommodations, the Haywood Hotel is where you need to stay. The Haywood El Dorado Tapestry Collection by Hilton is a great place to stay if you're in South Arkansas, listening to live music, or playing the challenging Mystic Creek Golf Club. Take time and relax in their bar for a drink before going out on the town for dinner. The Haywood, 210 South Washington, right in the heart of downtown El Dorado. Search the Haywood El Dorado on the web or call 800-293-0718 for reservations. The Haywood, a Beechwood Hospitality property.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Before we get to Mark, I want to tell you about Beechwood Hospitality, Matthew Allen and Blair Allen. They know how to manage hotel properties. When you need an overnight place to stay, if you're in Northwest Arkansas, South Central Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, even up in Kansas City, Beechwood Hospitality has a place for you. Go to their website and find a perfect place for you to stay. Beechwood Hospitality, the leader in hotel property management in the state of Arkansas. I had a chance to sit down with Mark Oskarson at the Stevens Cup this year back in September at Shore Acres Golf Club in Lake Bluff, Illinois. I think you're really going to enjoy this interview. This tells you a lot more, not just about Mark, but about the AJGA as well. If you've got a junior golfer, Mark can tell you more about what the AJGA does for them. On the tee, Mark Oskarson.
Mark, thanks for joining me on this edition of From the Shoregrass. So do you remember the first time you ever picked up a golf club, tried to play this game?
I do. I think it was probably about eight. And it was always kind of a rite of passage in my family to be able to be old enough and go spend a couple of weeks with my grandparents who lived out in eastern Colorado. And that was, you know, really what it, in spending time with them. But you always, you know, were able to play a lot of golf and learn the game. And that's where I picked it up. It was a love from my grandparents that they, you know, handed down to me. So I looked forward to those 3 weeks every summer.
Eastern Colorado. Did it get warm out there or was it pretty nice? I bet it gets pretty hot out there.
Yeah, very warm. It's Burlington, Colorado.
Okay.
About 30 miles from the Kansas border, Colorado-Kansas border. So they play on buffalo grass out there. And my grandparents had they have a little nine-hole golf course. It used to have sand greens and they converted it sometime in the late 80s to bent grass greens. And, you know, they had some of the best greens around eastern Colorado and just a lot of fun. I mean, I would try to play, you know, 36 every day if I could.
That sounds like fun. Did you play in high school?
I did. Played in high school, played all 4 years and, you know, didn't really give it a whole lot of consideration trying to play in college. I wasn't probably where I needed to be in the little bit of interest that I got. I just, you know, had my sights set on really trying to go to a bigger school anyway. And so I ended up going to Colorado State and, you know, ended up getting a job working in golf while I was there.
What were you doing there?
It just kind of happened upon it, but a lot of my friends ended up working at a green grass discount golf store. And so I had a lot of fun and, you know, it gave me an opportunity to talk golf while I was going, you know, to college and, you know, really ended up enjoying it, you know. Ended up managing the store and being able to, you know, earn quite a bit of money while I was going to college.
A lot of people that play the game and play it competitively, like high school and maybe even in college, want to get to the PGA Tour, obviously. Yeah. Was that a shot in the dark thing for you that maybe, or was it, that's not for me?
No, that was never really that was never even considered. It was just, I loved golf and it was interesting because there was a guy that I worked with at the golf store, young kid my age, came in and, you know, he had a brochure about going to a golf management school in California. And he was, you know, strongly considering that. And I said, let me see that. And, you know, as the way it worked out, he didn't end up going and I did. I just, you know, it was something that I was thinking about and I thought, you know, I love the game so much and, you know, I've never found people, you know, in outside, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like the people in golf are really good people. And if I could make it a career to be around people, you know, like that, that's something I would want to do. So I got my degree from Colorado State and then moved out to California and did a 16-month program and got a associate's degree in professional golf management and just knew, you know, going through that, I got exposed to a lot of different things in, you know, the sales side, the teaching side, management side, and ultimately running golf tournaments and doing golf tournament administration was what I kind of fell in love with while I was there.
Golf management, I mean, PGM programs. I mean, Mississippi State had one. That's why I went to Mississippi State for, you know, a couple of years trying to get into it, never was able to. When did you know that you wanted to have golf and have it be a part of your life professionally with what you're doing to make a living, but be centered around the game?
Yeah, I mean, I would tell you it was that time where, you know, I was in college and working at the golf store is when I really first thought about it, you know, and while I was at the college in California, you know, I found out about this little American Junior Golf Association, and I actually did not know about it when I was in high school. But found out about the AJGA, and they had had a student that had gone and done the internship and had been hired on full time with the AJGA, and so I thought, you know, that was interesting. I had some opportunities where, in graduating from the school, some of the opportunities were, hey, you can go live, you know, out of a van and do demo days for Titleist or some of the other major manufacturers.
That was not your cup of tea.
No, I wasn't. That wasn't anything I was interested in. Or, you know, there were a lot of guys that were going to work on some cruise ships and do lessons and things like that. And it just wasn't anything that I was, you know, interested in. And so I decided to give the AJGA an opportunity. And that was a tough discussion with my parents.
Yeah.
It's like, you've had 5 years of school at this point and you're going to go do an internship now and you don't even, you know, have a full-time. But I was blessed because they trusted me in the process. And, I went to Atlanta, and it was kind of funny because I remember literally arriving in Atlanta and knew immediately that the AJGA was a place that I wanted to be a part of. I loved the people that, you know, I met the first day, and just it was something, it was a, you know, the aha moment immediately where I'm like, this is, I could see myself doing this.
How long have you been with the AJGA?
So 27 years.
Wow. You're like Mr. AJGA.
I don't know. That never necessarily was the plan. I remember, you know, I did the internship with the AJGA, and it's a 3-month process. And, you know, I really kind of told myself at the beginning that if they offered any full-time roles, you know, that fall after the internship, that I wanted to be one of them. And thankfully I was. And so I got the call, you know, to move down to Atlanta in January. And I remember packing up the moving truck and hugging mom and dad and telling them, look, this is a 3-year deal and I'll be back. And 27 years back. Later, yeah. I have not been back.
What's it like living in Atlanta? I mean, you talk about golf. Atlanta's a hotbed and Georgia's a hotbed for golf.
Yeah, no, Atlanta's, it's an incredible place to live. It's quite the contrast to move from Southern California to Atlanta.
I would say.
Yeah, just really different. And the people are so welcoming in the South. I mean, it kind of gets overused, but it really is true. You've just got incredible people in the South. And so I've loved living there. You know, the traffic is a little difficult. And I think, it was probably about 4 years of living there before I ever thought I was comfortable enough to give anybody directions anywhere. Because it's not the easiest town to navigate, but love being there, and you're right, very blessed with a lot of great golf courses. And it's a very active golf community and small golf community, great relationships with, you know, the guys from the Georgia section of the PGA, and also the Georgia State Golf Association. And of course you've got, you know, everything going on over there in Augusta. And so it's just, you know, it's a great place to be.
If you can figure out which Peachtree Street you're on, whether it's northeast, southeast, whatever, I think you can find your way around that town.
Yeah. There's at one point, and I heard there was, you know, 83 or something like that, some that included Peachtree something. So,
yeah, it always gets me all the time when I'm over there. For those that might be listening, whether it be a youngster or a parent or a child that says, you know, I think my kid is good enough, what do they need to do to try and join, become a member of the AJGA?
Yeah, so there's a number of different entry points to the AJGA. We actually have, you know, really probably one of the easiest ways is you could, you know, attempt to qualify. We have qualifiers at almost every one of our events. It's an 18-hole, you know, event, and a lot of times basically getting to play the golf course that we're going to play for the tournament, which is a good, you know, measuring stick. You know, that's certainly an opportunity. We also have what's called the preseason series, and those are events that are basically designed for first-year AJGA members or first-time AJGA members, and those kids have priority to get into those events over, you know, anybody who may have played before. So it's a great entry point. You know, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the AJGA's performance-based entry system. And so with that, we call it PBE, but we basically award status to play in the AJJ to all different state and regional golf organizations. So, you know, in every state, you know, Arkansas, we're working with the Arkansas State Golf Association, and, you know, Georgia, it's Georgia State Golf Association, mm-hmm. and recognizing their junior tour events and their bigger events with AJJ status. And so, you know, the players that play in their state play well, earn status, and then are able to, you know, move on and try to play in something, you know, nationally with the AJJ.
And the reason the AJGA is so important, in my estimation, is the fact that college golf coaches can't get to every state organization's big tournament or something. You guys have the best of the best. And so it allows them an opportunity during their recruiting cycles to go out and see some of the top talent, correct?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, and that's exactly why the AJGA exists, because high school golf, you know, just doesn't do and hasn't done for its athletes what, you know, high school football, you know, can do. And so it's very difficult for coaches across the country, you know, if you're out west and you're trying to evaluate a player from the southeast, as an example, you know, they may play a totally different schedule. The high school association may, you know, may not be playing 18-hole events. And so, you know, that's the purpose the AJJ serves. It's a, you know, measuring stick and exposure vehicle, if you will, for players to, for coaches to be able to evaluate and make decisions on, you know, having them come to college there.
Mark, how do you select the courses that the AJGA is going to conduct their championships on?
That's a little bit of a loaded question. There's not any one recipe to it. We're really trying to find partners with our venues, with, you know, and create a local committee and create an opportunity, you know, that's going to be a special event for the players to come and play in. And it, you know, I mean, we're here at a, you know, unbelievable, you know, facility this week at Shore Acres. This is just next level and such a special treat for all these players, or, you know, who are able to be here. But, you know, week in and week out, in, you know, all the different communities that we're going to, we're able to, you know, find some gems that, are just really happy to be hosting, you know, events and support, you know, these young junior golfers and what they're doing. It's pretty inspiring to see. And, you know, we've been blessed to be able to continue to find great venues that want to support us.
When Tiger Woods came along, did you see an influx with the AJGA right after, you know, maybe 97, the early 2000s when he was on his run?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, it was talked about, you know, nonstop in, you know, every different conversation that you were having. And there was an influx of, you know, participation at the time. There was an influx of interest in, you know, coming on to be a part of the internship. It was, you know, absolutely, you know, that had a big effect.
I know the AJGA conducts a championship of the Blessings Golf Club in Northwest Arkansas. I believe Stacy Lewis's name is tied to that one. How are you able to get some of these top professionals to lend their name to a tournament?
Yeah, I mean, we've been really fortunate. It's just kind of grown organically where, you know, we've had some players that, you know, would get involved in it. Really, you know, a lot of it started with Phil Mickelson putting, you know, his name and putting his reputation behind the AJJ Thunderbird Junior Invitational that we had out in Scottsdale. At Greyhawk, and that, you know, just the popularity around that event. And, you know, we started to have some more interest from other players. And, you know, it wasn't long before, you know, Hunter Mahan came along and wanted to, you know, do something. And, you know, we were very fortunate to be able to have Annika come along and want to get involved. And, you know, it's just continued. It's kind of become a rite of passage, thankfully, for a lot of players that, you know, they'll come up to us and say, you know, I want to be able to have my own AJGA event. I love what, you know, Justin Thomas is doing, or I love what Jordan Spieth is doing, and, you know, just really want to be able to do that. So it's kind of just built organically upon itself.
Are you satisfied with what the AJGA is doing by helping these junior golfers hopefully one day achieve their ultimate goal, and that is the PGA Tour?
I mean, I would kind of I mean, I would say yes to that. But I would say I think the AJJ is more than that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of things that are very important to us as an organization that probably don't, you know, receive the attention that, you know, somebody young coming up, you know, a Miles Russell as an example, you know, is a name that I think a lot of people in golf know because he's been very successful at a young age. And we're, you know, obviously extremely proud of Miles and what he's been able to accomplish. And it's fun to watch him tee it up on tour and make a cut or, you know, just have the success that he has had or like Blades Brown did recently is off, you know, also great. And we obviously love that. But there's, you know, a lot that is important to the AJJ as an organization as well that we, you know, really try to make sure that the kids get while they're with us. And, you know, it's a lot of our programs, like our Pace of Play program, and trying to, you know, instill the importance of, you know, playing and playing quickly and playing, you know, good at a good pace. But then also, you know, we've got a thank you note writing program that the kids do. They write one thank you note in the scoring tent to, you know, the tournament committee or the sponsor or the venue every day. And so we've got a care for the course program where the kids will carry a little sand bottle and, you know, fill their divots when they're out there playing. And, you know, it's things like that about the, you know, the whole person that are really important to us trying to, you know, help instill in the next generation.
Teaching them more than just the ability to compete. And I like that.
No, absolutely. It's, you know, we want the focus to be, you know, more on golf. It's, you know, we try to do a social activity at every event. And we've done some things through the years where, you know, we have what we call a low final round award. You know, so maybe you haven't had the best week at all, but there's, you know, there's a prize, an award for who shoots the lowest final round. And, you know, it's a lot of fun to, you know, be able to try to motivate the kids to, you know, don't give up. Get out there and give it a go.
Are you amazed at how talented some of these kids are these days?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, it's unreal. And I think early in my career, what it seemed like was that the short game wasn't, you know, I mean, you looked at these kids and they could all hit it, mm-hmm. you know, a mile. Boys and girls, you know, they you know, but you look at the short games and you could definitely see some gaps where you just knew, you know, going to college and, you know, kind of having a little bit more experience was going to help. And I feel like that, you know, that window has just, you know, gotten so much shorter, that margin's gotten so much more narrow where, you know, some of these short games that, you know, the kids have now is just unbelievable. I mean, it's been, they can putt, you know, the absolute lights out of it. And, you know, they've got all these, you know, little delicate shots around the green that just maybe I don't feel like, you know, was maybe there early on in my career.
Do you get to play much? I mean, you're at a golf course, it seems like, every week, right?
Yeah, I mean, I try to play as often as I can. I went through a period, you know, maybe midway through, you know, the last 20 or 30 years where had, you know, young kids and wasn't able to play a lot. But as my kids have gotten a little bit older, they may tell you if they were here, they'd tell you they think that's all I do. but yeah, I love to play golf and try to play as often as I can.
The rollback of the golf ball. I mean, Fred Perpall, when I sat down with him and talked about it, he was like, it's going to only affect the 0.01% of golfers out there. Do you think it's going to affect the juniors? Or how will you guys handle it?
I mean, ultimately, we're going to, you know, we're going to take our cue the way we always have. And that's, you know, really, we look at two things. We look at what's the USGA doing, and we look at what, you know, what is college golf doing, and, you know, really trying to model, you know, anything that we're doing there is falling in line with that, because that's what we're trying to do is, prepare the players for that next level.
You guys help put on the Jackson T. Stevens Cup every year. You've been there since its inception at the Aloshin Club. What is it like being a part of that prestigious tournament?
Oh, this is a week that I look forward to every year. I didn't have any idea early on when I was, you know, a part of the discussions to try to come up with this event and that it was going to be what it has become in just five short years, but it's extremely special to be able to be a part of this. The venues that this event has gone to and the teams and the players that have played in it has just been unbelievable. And, you know, can't say enough about Warren, Mr. Stevens and Stevens Inc. and the support that they've given. And, you know, I love the format of the event with being able to have men and women. You've got individual golf and you've got team golf, and then, you know, involving the military academies and the HBCUs is just, it's an unbelievable stage and so much fun to be a part of.
Best golf course, Mark, that you've ever played?
I said the other day, got asked the question, but I would have to say Royal Melbourne in Australia.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you ever been?
I've not.
It's unbelievable.
I haven't been south of the equator.
It's unbelievable. The entire place is probably the most firm golf course I've ever seen. And I mean, without question.
My wife listens to every episode, so I might have to make a note and put that on the bucket list. I've been able to check off quite a few.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty incredible, but I tell you, it's funny. I'm so eager for this event to make it back to Alotion. You know, was fortunate to be able to make a couple of trips there and play there. And I actually, you know this because you spent a lot of time out there, but the sunrises and the sunsets at Alotion, it just doesn't get any better. And I actually, when we were there in 2021, took several photos of those, and I have a blown up canvas print the sunrise from Alotion on the wall in my office. It's incredible.
Those are pretty incredible. All right, last question. Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others that you would like to play a round of golf with, who would they be?
It's pretty easy. I would got to include my grandmother, my grandfather, and my dad.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Family outing.
Family outing.
And you're going to play Royal Melbourne.
Sure. Then we'll go play Prairie Pines in Burlington, Colorado. How about that?
There you go. Mark, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
The next time you travel to El Dorado and need overnight accommodations, the Haywood Hotel is where you need to stay. The Haywood El Dorado Tapestry Collection by Hilton is a great place to stay if you're in South Arkansas, listening to live music, or playing the challenging Mystic Creek Golf Club. Take time and relax in their bar for a drink before going out on the town for dinner. The Haywood, 210 South Washington, right in the heart of downtown El Dorado. Search the Haywood El Dorado on the web or call 800-293-0718 for reservations. The Haywood, a Beechwood Hospitality property.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, it's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS OrthoNow is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Before we get out of here, congratulations to the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. The PGA Tour says it has become a can't-miss community event for the city of Little Rock and the state of Arkansas. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens was just awarded the President's Award. That award goes to the tournament that not only meets the criteria of all PGA Tour Champions Awards, but also the unique qualities that make the tournament exceptional. The PGA Tour says the Simmons Bank Championship was a success in all aspects of how PGA Tour Champions tournaments are measured. Last year, the tournament won the Players Award and was a finalist again this year for it, demonstrating their continued focus on player and caddy hospitality, including Lexus Premium Courtesy Cars. New this year was the Caddy Shootout, sponsored by Saracen Casino Resort, a two-man alternate shot under the lights. The PGA Tour Champions went on to say the build-out around the property was best in class, beginning with the entrance and extending to hospitality and fan enhancements around the course. If you missed out, you will want to be a part of the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens next year. Congratulations to George Macris, Freddie Black, Michael Cataldo, and all of the team that puts on the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more, and I hope to see you sometime soon. soon from the Shortgrass.
You have been listening to From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.